אתם עם SBS בעברית.
שלום אוסטרליה. On Wednesday morning at 3 a.m., the government approved an agreement brokered by Qatar, Egypt and the USA with Hamas for the release of at least 50 of the hostages Hamas abducted on October 7th in exchange for a four-day halt in fighting and the release of 150 underage and female Palestinian security prisoners in Israeli prisons. The Otzma Yehudit party, led by Itamar Ben-Gvir, voted against the agreement. But the Religious Zionism Party, which originally said it was going to vote against, was convinced to vote for the agreement. Their agreement was secured because the government confirmed that after the pause in fighting needed to secure the release of hostages, fighting will resume in the Gaza Strip. The war aims have not changed, to destroy the military and organizational capabilities of Hamas and Palestinian Islamic Jihad in Gaza, and to create the conditions for the return of all the hostages. The release of the first 50 hostages, children and elderly women, is to take place in stages. There can be additional releases, meaning additional pauses in fighting, limited to a maximum of 10 days from the end of the first phase, 2 weeks in total. In exchange, Israel will release 3 times the number of security prisoners as the number of hostages released. The announcement was made that the implementation of the agreement would begin at 4 p.m. on Thursday. The public was granted 24 hours to appeal against the deal or the release of specific prisoners, and as expected, the Almagor Terror Victims Association filed a petition to the High Court of Justice against the deal, claiming it violates the terms of the Shamgar Commission on Prisoner Exchange by exceeding the number of prisoners held by Israel to be released per Israeli captive being returned. They also just suggested that the deal endangers the lives of other Israeli civilians and soldiers held captive by Hamas. The court rejected that appeal and 2 further appeals against the agreement. On Wednesday, Qatar provided the list from Hamas, and the family of each of the hostages was given a briefing as to whether their loved ones were on the list of 50 to be released in this agreement or not. At midnight on Wednesday, security adviser Tzachi Hanegbi announced that due to Hamas making additional demands, the return of hostages would not take place until Friday at 4 p.m. Hamas first said that the delay was due to negotiations over which hostages would be released and how. The spokesperson then said it was because Prime Minister Netanyahu had said that the Red Cross would have access to prisoners not released, something of which the Red Cross said it had no knowledge. The 24-hour delay did not bring an end to the deal. Israel continued its ground offensive and finished its clearance of Shifa Hospital, under which was built the headquarters of Hamas. The director of the hospital was taken for questioning after it became clear that he had been aware of Hamas operations and that Israeli hostages had been there, including one killed. No patient or medical personnel were injured in the IDF's operation. Throughout the week, there was also heavy fighting in the north of Israel, with Hezbollah causing some damage, but without injuries, as most of the population in the affected area has been evacuated. Israel responded with airstrikes at targets in Lebanon and Syria. At 10 a.m. on Friday, the ceasefire came into force. 15 minutes later, there were some rockets fired towards Israel, but Israel decided not to respond. At 4 p.m., the families of the first 13 hostages to be released were notified and waited at the hospital to which their loved ones were to return. A large media event was held in Egypt at the Rafah crossing where the handover to the Red Cross was taking place. But it was not until 7 p.m. that the hostages were finally released and brought into Israeli hands, and they did not reach the hospitals until after 10 p.m. They were in good health. They were Yaffa Adar, 85, a founder of the Nir Oz kibbutz and the oldest person to be taken hostage on October 7th. A video of her being taken into Gaza on a golf cart driven by Hamas militants went viral shortly after her abduction. More than a quarter of the community of kibbutz Nir Oz was killed or remains missing. Her oldest grandson, Tamir Adar, the 38-year-old father of 2, was also abducted and is still being held hostage. Margaret Moses, 77, a retired biology teacher, the mother of 3 and mother of 10. She was released. She's a cancer survivor. Chana Katsia, 76, also a member of Kibbutz Neir Oz, a mother of three and grandmother of six. Her son Elad, 47-year-old, was also kidnapped and is still in Gaza. She discovered last night that her husband, Rami Katsia, 79, was killed in their home. Adina Moshe, 72, from Neir Oz, a mother of four and grandmother of 12. Her husband, David Moshe, was killed in their home on October 7th. Ruth Munda, 78, from Neir Oz, a retired hairdresser and seamstress who was abducted along with her husband, her daughter Karen, and her only grandson, Ohad. Karen and Ohad were released, but her 78-year-old husband remains in Gaza. Her son, Ro'i, was killed on October 7th. Danielle Aloni and Amelia Aloni, 5, were visiting Neir Oz for a family gathering on October 7th. Her sister Sharon, Aloni Cuneo, and other family members were kidnapped and remain in Gaza. Doron Katz Asher, 34, Raz Asher, aged 4, and Aviv Asher, 2, another family who were visiting the kibbutz when they were kidnapped. Chana Perry, 79, who lives in Kibbutz Nirim and who immigrated to Israel from South Africa in the 1960s. She was the mother of three, is the mother of three, one of whom was murdered on October 7th and another kidnapped. She has diabetes and suffers severe vision loss in one of her eyes. They were the 13 Israelis also released with Jimmy Pacheco, a Philippine citizen who had been working as a caretaker of an elderly kibbutz member whom Hamas murdered, and 10 Thai nationals. The families were relieved and delighted, but all expressed their determination to keep on protesting until all the other families had their loved ones returned. An official delegation from Qatar made an unprecedented visit to Israel yesterday to talk about a possible extension of the ceasefire and the release of further hostages. The second release was due to take place at 4 p.m. yesterday. When 4 p.m. passed, there was no concern as Friday's release had been delayed. But as the hours ticked by, the IDF spokesperson, Daniel Hagari, asked the public for patience. He spoke directly to family members who had been promised to see their loved ones today. Hamas claimed that Israel had not kept its obligations under the deal, an accusation which Israel firmly denied. At 10 p.m., Qatar's foreign ministry spokesperson, Majid al-Ansari, said that 13 Israelis and 7 foreign nationals who have been held in hostage in Gaza will be released tonight. Around 100,000 people took part in a rally in Tel Aviv calling for the return of all the hostages in Gaza as the delay in the second release continued. Ona and Ronen Nutra, the parents of Omer Nutra, a known soldier abducted on October 7th, said Omer was raised in a Hebrew-speaking home by Israeli parents in New York and decided to join the IDF after high school. They said, "We spoke to him on Friday afternoon," that's the 6th of October, and said he said it would be a calm Shabbat. "We love you, Omer, and we will not rest until they bring you home now." At 10:55, 1 hour and 5 minutes before the deadline, Hamas announced officially that they had transferred 13 Israelis, 7 children and 6 women, and 7 other hostages into the hands of the Red Cross. The families have been notified and are on their way to the hospitals to meet their loved ones. This is Peter Jones-Pelach reporting for SBS Radio from Jerusalem.
עקבו אחרינו והפיצו אותנו דרך דף הפייסבוק שלנו.